The game postponed. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The NFL has halted tonight's Monday Night Football game between the Bengals and the Bills after a Bengals player was hit hard during a completion.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin had to be taken off the field in an ambulance midway through the first quarter. He took a hit to the head during a tackle, got up, took a few steps backward, but immediately collapsed. He appeared to be given CPR before being hoisted into an ambulance. Players and coaches from both teams were visibly shaken as they walked off the field. Hamlin remains at University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The NFL says Hamlin is in critical condition. The U.S. is not planning joint nuclear exercises with South Korea because it's not a nuclear power. That from a senior Biden administration official, as the South Korean president's office says it's discussing joint planning and implementation of operations involving nuclear assets due to continued aggression from North Korea. The Biden administration official says the U.S. and South Korea are looking at enhanced information sharing, expanded contingencies, and an eventual tabletop exercise. The suspect in the murder of four University of Idaho students in November could be returned to the state this week to face charges.
Brian Kohberger's public defender indicated that he was going to waive his extradition at that hearing scheduled in Pennsylvania tomorrow because he was eager to be exonerated. And if he does that, as we expect he will, he could be back in the state of Idaho as early as tomorrow night, and then perhaps in front of a Latah County judge as early as Wednesday, and that's when he would be officially charged with those four counts of murder.
Fox's Dan Springer in Moscow, Idaho. The man accused of attacking two New York City police officers near Times Square on New Year's Eve, 19-year-old Trevor Bickford, faces attempted murder and attempted assault charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fans of Jeremy Renner are expressing well wishes after he suffered a serious injury.
Fans took to Twitter as new details emerged over actor Jeremy Renner's injuries, which caused him to lose a serious amount of blood. TMZ reporting that Renner was plowing the road about a quarter of a mile from his Tahoe home after a massive New Year's Eve storm when the machine called the Snowcat accidentally ran over one of Jeremy's legs. He was losing a lot of blood from the injury. He is currently in critical but stable condition. One person on Twitter wrote, "I am asking prayer warriors to pray for Jeremy Renner." Another wrote, "Keeping Jeremy Renner in our thoughts with the hashtag of his Marvel character, Hawkeye Forever." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Thousands of mourners have begun paying respects to soccer legend Pele in his hometown of Santos, where his coffin was placed on the field at Villa Belmiro Stadium. His funeral is set for Thursday. The slate's been wiped clean for thousands of people in Connecticut with cannabis convictions.
Thousands of convictions of low-level cannabis possession have been cleared from the records of Connecticut residents as part of a 2021 cannabis legalization bill signed by Governor Ned Lamont. As of yesterday, the records were fully or partially erased using an automated erasure method. Other record erasures under the state's so-called clean slate law will begin in the second half of the year. Those eligible for clean slate include people who have not had any other criminal convictions for at least 7 years, have completed sentences for all crimes they were convicted of, and meet other requirements under the laws. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Queen guitarist Brian May is now a knight. He was honored as part of the UK's annual New Year's honors list. May, who is also an astrophysicist, was among hundreds of artists, community leaders, and athletes recognized on the first list, signed off on by King Charles III. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.